This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney has released a pop song titled Days of Girlhood, and it is making its rounds on the internet, becoming super viral, especially in conservative spaces where people are quite upset by the existence of this new pop song and music video. But surprisingly, I like it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.
All right, guys, so the internet has had a long history with the character that is Dylan Mulvaney. It all started out on TikTok with Dylan's series called Days of Girlhood, where he detailed his transitional period into not womanhood, but girlhood as a transgender girl. That series took off, and of course, it led to the Bud Light controversy, where Bud Light sent Dylan Mulvaney a sponsored can of Bud Light, which essentially led to the downfall of the brand once they received all the backlash that came from that marketing move. And now we have this new Days of Girlhood pop song that we're going to be reacting to today, and people are pissed about it. They're saying that this is stereotypical, it's a caricature of women, that the song is not good, the dancing's not good, nothing about this video makes any sense. So we're going to check it out, and I'm going to tell you exactly why I can find appreciation for a pop song and music video like this. Okay. So it seems we're already starting out the video with a walk of shame. That's interesting.
Ring the alarms immediately. We have a code pink emergency. Calling women of all ages. Girls like me gotta learn the basics.
And you'll notice throughout this video, there are plenty of other trans influencers who make appearances in this video when referencing women and girlhood. So that tells you something. Okay, keep watching.
Last look, quick change, sip champagne. Playing catch up because we missed the pregame. Pull up the group chat where you at, drop a pin. We're doing hot girl shit. Get in. Monday can't get out of bed. Tuesday morning, pick a meds. Wednesday, retail therapy.
Okay, so we might do a little bit of a lyric breakdown after this, but I want to tell you a few of the things that I've heard so far that are apparently examples of girlhood. That you can't get out of bed, that you have to go pick up medication, that you're using retail therapy and shopping, I guess, to alleviate the psychosis that you are experiencing. And then you follow that up with a promiscuous walk of shame. Okay, just want to make sure we all heard that in this Days of Girlhood video. This is how we break down our days as women, apparently.
Didn't even know his name. Weekends are for kissing friends. Friday night all overspent. Saturday we flirt for drinks. Playing wingman to our twinks. Sunday the Twilight soundtrack. Use my breakdown in the bath.
Of course, you just saw in the pool there that that is Gigi Gorgeous. If you have been on YouTube for quite some time, you probably know who Gigi Gorgeous is. Probably would be considered an OG YouTuber who is also trans. The Dylan Mulvaney before there was a Dylan Mulvaney.
Hi, girls to the front of the line. Linked arms, no stress, because we're dressed up to the nines. Mini skirts, it's below my.
So clearly there's some digs here. The patriarchy's over. You can hold our beer. This is so mean to me. The patriarchy's over. But there are biological men who are masquerading as women all throughout this video. But the patriarchy's over and you can hold our beer, which is so clearly a reference to Bud Light. And then Dylan shoots the beer cans, the pink beer cans, with the water gun, which I think is a little nod to Kid Rock, because we all saw that super cringy Kid Rock video with the Bud Light. We'll insert that here if you haven't. But you know what? That's honestly a good dig. It's a good dig.
Love ya.
All right. We finished the Days of Girlhood music video. I gotta say, this doesn't spark any sort of outrage or anything within me. I totally saw this coming. If you've been looking at the Dylan Mulvaney trajectory, we knew this was the place it was going to go to. Funnily enough, I think this is going to become a more popular song within conservative circles than it is going to be within the general population, purely because I think it's kind of outrage porny a little bit. It's sort of outrage fuel for people who disagree with this sort of lifestyle and this ideology. Again, I'm not mad at this music video. If you are familiar with Dylan Mulvaney, you could have seen this as the next natural step in the progression of what will probably be a lengthy career of sort of milking transgenderism and the Days of Girlhood brand, which is honestly what anybody would do given the opportunity to be this famous over something like this. When we're going into the lyric analysis on this song, there's clearly a lot of feminine stereotypes at play here, that we can't handle our emotions, that we need to be put on medications, that we're using things like retail therapy to make ourselves feel better, that we're promiscuous, going out on one-night stands with people who we don't even remember the names of the next day. Listening to Twilight was actually pretty accurate. I do listen to the Twilight soundtrack, so you got something there. Getting dressed up, dyeing the hair blonde, pillow talk, fighting the patriarchy. All of these things are very clear feminine stereotypes that are being put on display throughout this music video. And the reason why I like this music video is because it is very clear that no matter how much femininity or pseudo-femininity you paint onto a song or a music video or the outfits or the choreography, it is still so abundantly clear that this is a caricature of womanhood, that this is not an accurate representation of girlhood. And in reality, it's always going to be seen as that caricature. No matter if you disagree with the agenda or you agree with it, it is so very clear that this is not something, in fact, created by women. And that is, in fact, not a representation of womanhood or girlhood. And you know what? That's the silver lining for me. That's why I actually like this music video. Not that I'm ever going to return to it. It's just so blatantly clear that this is not an accurate representation of girlhood. And no matter how hard you try, a man cannot show an accurate depiction of girlhood in this way, because they just simply don't understand it, as they have never experienced it. Sorry. Not sorry. It's kind of like looking at photos of cosplay at Comic-Con. You're like, yeah, I see exactly what you're going for, and you're getting somewhat closer, and you're creating this sort of stereotype of what I know and what I'm familiar with, but you'll never exactly be that. And don't get me wrong, there are some really fantastic cosplayers, but at the end of the day, they're cosplayers, and we know that that's the case. And it will always be the case with taking on the identity of being a woman or a girl. I could do something very similar. I could write up a whole song and film a music video about the days of boyhood, and I could bring together an amalgamation of all the different trends among men and talk about masculinity and video games and hobbies that men do and throw it online and you'd be able to view it, but I'm very sure you would be able to see through what might be a strong effort to paint a picture of what boyhood is like. But it will always be a picture drawn from the perspective of a female at the end of the day. Much like this music video, it would probably feel more like a bit or a comedy sketch, which is why I do find this music video pretty amusing. It's quite interesting for me to watch from the perspective of a woman what somebody who is a biological man would choose to represent women as, if that makes sense. And apparently, to this biological man, being a girl means overspending, having mental breakdowns, being sexually promiscuous, wearing the color pink, dancing, and smashing the patriarchy. If you are a woman watching this right now, you know there is a much deeper sense of femininity, womanhood, or girlhood, if we want to call it that, that we feel each and every day that we are alive, and that can never be accessed by somebody who is a man. So it's quite accurate that a man creating a music video like this would have such a superficial view of what it means to live in the feminine. Because what we experience on a daily basis, which is true girlhood, can never be accessed. So yeah, Dylan Mulvaney put out a music video titled The Days of Girlhood, and I really don't feel any type of way about it. In fact, it is the exact music video I would have expected an individual like this to put out. And while I don't find it particularly relatable as a woman watching this, I'm sure there's a group of people who will find it relatable, and it's those that have an extremely superficial view of what it means to be feminine. And with that, those are my thoughts on Dylan Mulvaney's new music video. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, I encourage healthy disagreement, so duke it out, but do so respectfully. And I think we need to chill out on the Dylan Mulvaney videos we've done two this week. I promise you, I'm taking a break from talking about this individual. Guys, let me know your thoughts and feelings down below, and I will see you next time. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.